you knew how they're cooked.
Yeah. Did you ever have any that you'd make from the whole grains of the corn?
Oh. You mean out of the whole
grains of the corn?
What are you talking about?
After you'd leach the outside cover.
He's talking about
Rye homely. Oh, rye homely. That's what you cut that off the corn and eat the grain like that's what I know.
Okay, rye homely.
You want to call that homely. Yeah. We call it rye homely, but the word proper be homely corn, you see.
All right.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, it's good too.
Now, did you have any, what are some names for non-tax paid alcoholic beverages? That means stuff that folks made on their own.
Oh, you're talking about shinny?
Shinny?
Yeah,
okay.
and shinny
Any other names for it?
Let's see. They call it something else too, because I don't know.
Moonshine?
Yeah, moonshine. Moonshine, yeah, moonshine, shinny. All like that, you know. Because I never had food with myself.
Did you ever hear splow?
Ever have it explode?
You ever hear it called splow?
No, I don't know, because I guess that's the name of it, because I didn't follow that much, that's why I don't know too much about it. But it might have been called everything, because it'll make you explode when you're drinking.
What did they call a place where they'd leave that? Maybe out in the woods, they'd have a hollow tree stump where they'd put a
picnic ground?
Where they'd put a $20 bill and the runner would come and take the money and leave the jug in the hollow log. Did they have a name for that? Did you ever hear that call anything?
No, I don't know even more.
Well, did you ever hear the word blind tiger? What was blind tiger?
Well, I don't, but I don't kind of don't know much about, you know, but I didn't follow nothing like that too much, you know, and I don't know much what to call, you know, outrageous like that, you see.
Now, when something's cooking, it makes a good impression on your nostrils. You say to somebody,
Boy, it smells so good. Well, that's what I said, Joe, it smells so good.
You say, smell?
Smell.
Smell what? Smell? What'd you say?
Well. It smells so good. All I know.
Smell of that? Would you say,
Ooh, I sure like to smell good cooking.
Okay. Just smell of that, would you say?
Just smell of that. You tell how, you smell good. Just smell of that. I say it like that.
All right.
So if it's smelling good, I enjoy it.
Now, sugar sold retail already put up in packages, but sometimes they used to sell it what?
Yeah, they used to. Dip it. Old time store managers used to, whatever amount of sugar you want to buy, they had it in a barrel or something, and then dipped it up and put it on an old scale. If you want a pound, dip it out and pour it into the bag. And whatever amount you want 25 cents this worth, whatever. Yeah, then they weigh it out on the old scale. You buy a nickel worth, then you get there about as much you get now, 5 pounds.
Now it used to, it comes packaged now, but it used to be sold what? You say it was sold?
It come loose. Yeah, it come loose in the retail.
Loose
yeah.
Say you bought it in bulk?
Books.
Okay, in bulk?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, that sweet spread that your wife would make by boiling sugar or the juice of a fruit, maybe she'd put it in a kind of a glass jar and put paraffin over it. What'd you call that?
Jelly? You ain't talking about making jelly?